Thanks for downloading this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sohba.org. Now, the best of the Stuart Britton Show.
Right, film review time. There's only one film to review this week. That, of course, is No Time to Die. In No Time to Die, Bond has left active service and is enjoying a tranquil life in Jamaica. His peace is short-lived when his old friend Felix Leiter from the CIA turns up asking for help. The mission to rescue a kidnapped scientist turns out to be far more treacherous than expected, leading Bond onto the trail of a mysterious villain armed with dangerous new technology. In this clip, Bond meets a new 00 operative, Nomi, played by Lashana Lynch.
Shall we cut to the chase?
I'm here as a professional courtesy.
Well, you're not very courteous, are you? You've broken my car. It's Commander Bond. You know that. 00?
2 years.
Very young.
High achiever.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The world's moved on since you retired, Commander Bond. Perhaps you didn't notice.
No, can't say I had. And in my humble opinion, the world doesn't change very much.
You had to say that. Look, this all seems like heaven. This little bubble, or whatever. But it's so obvious you're a man who only has time to kill. Nothing to live for.
Lashana Lynch as Nomi, with Daniel Craig as James Bond in that clip from No Time to Die. Further on in the story, Bond meets Q and is walked through his latest gadgets in front of Nomi.
Bond, your watch. It contains a limited radius electromagnetic pulse. It'll short any circuit in a hardwired network if you get close enough.
Mm-hmm. And how strong is it?
It's fairly strong.
Fairly strong? What's that mean?
You haven't had the chance to test it properly. Just be careful. Right, this is QDAR. It will map the space as you move through it. Don't touch that. And Smart Blood will track you. Oops. And your vitals. Bond, you don't mind a shot or two whilst at work, shall we?
Well, I haven't had a drink for 3 or 4 hours.
Wow. Doesn't sound like you.
They have Ben Whishaw, Daniel Craig and Lashana Lynch as Q, Bond and Nomi. This is one of the longer Bond films, if not the longest Bond films, at weighing in about 2¾ hours, I think it is. So, what do you want from a Bond film? You want a baddie that's going to threaten the world? Tick. You want Bond to go and save the world? Tick. You want some action sequences which are big and blousy and huge? Tick. And, you know, some lots of them. Tick. Somehow, for me, though, and I stress for me, the film doesn't quite hang together. In the canon that Daniel Craig has created for Bond, there's an enormous backstory about where he comes from and how he got to where he is now, which in some of the other films isn't quite as explained in as much detail as it is in these films. And tying up the loose ends of, if you like, the origin story of James Bond in No Time to Die takes up a hell of a lot of screen time. Also, some of the backstory of Madeleine Swann takes up some screen time. It was a casual line in Inspector, and now it's been turned into a full-blown sequence in this film. And that leads, for my liking, to a slightly baggy script. So the film is good, the film is excellent, but the film is possibly not the 5 stars which have been written up about in the press on its release on the 30th of September in the UK. But like I say, it's just one opinion amongst many. No Time to Die, worth watching, but be prepared for some quiet bits in the film as well.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sohba.org.